We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
How is it that we responded to the coronavirus pandemic in such a different way than we responded to other killer pandemics, including the 1968-69 Hong Kong flu pandemic? Now, just to recap, the Hong Kong flu was the popularized moniker for the H3N2 influenza strain. It was described at the time as one of the worst in the nation's history. It evolved from the 1957 H2N2 influenza strain. By September of 1968, the Hong Kong flu had infected Marines returning to the United States from the Vietnam War, and by mid-December, the Hong Kong flu had arrived in all 50 states. Oh, and no one insinuated calling it the Hong Kong flu was racist or xenophobic in any way whatsoever. So how did society react to that pandemic? Well, schools weren't shut down except for a few because of too many sick teachers. Face masks weren't required. In August of 1969, 300,000 rock fans stood shoulder to shoulder and slept body next to body at Woodstock. People did wash their hands and stayed home when they were sick. In other words, people went on with their lives. Between 1968 and 1970, the Hong Kong flu killed an estimated 1 and 4 million people worldwide. In the U.S., deaths exceeded 100,000. Worldwide deaths from the coronavirus flu are just under 323,000 to date. There are similarities between the Hong Kong flu and the coronavirus flu. Both viruses spread quickly and cause upper respiratory symptoms, including fever, cough, and shortness of breath. And while they could both strike people of any age, they infected mostly adults over 65 or those with underlying medical conditions. Now, during the Hong Kong flu, the virus was rarely covered as front-page news. Most stories were buried in the middle of the daily newspapers. Even the development of a vaccine in August of 1969 didn't get much attention. The idea that a pandemic could be controlled with social distancing and public lockdowns is a relatively new concept. How would people have reacted in 1968 if they had been told to stay home? It's been said that when we perceive an egregious attack on our liberty, when we have everything we have taken for granted taken away, we lose our minds. And that certainly has been the case for many in this country. Actually, the country is being divided in a couple of directions, and it's not necessarily Democrat or Republican. There are people who are tired of this whole process, who may not be in a high-risk group and who may not have any family members who are in a high-risk group. A lot of the people who are not feeling at risk and who have not been working for 2 months or more and need some of the services that have been deemed non-essential are itching to get out again. Some of these folks are willing to violate orders of their governor, such as people giving and getting free haircuts in Michigan. The governor says they'll be dealt with for their violations, and she has no idea how long it will be before people will once again be able to get haircuts. The other group consists of people who may be at a much higher risk, have underlying conditions, or have family members who may be at risk. Some of the people in this group just may have been scared witless. They may or may not be at a high risk, but the constant barrage of deaths and threats have made them more fearful than anything they've ever felt. Some of these folks may not wander out even after an all-clear signal comes, and it will be given once again. It's time to lift restrictions on people who want to get on with their lives. If not, the consequences could be even more harmful than the coronavirus. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.